Well, good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope that you are having a fantastic morning. I have a few minutes here. Honestly, I have to keep this short today because I'm headed to 1 million cups this morning to go and just spend some time learning and networking with some people. And so I wanted to hop on here really fast for a few moments and just talk to you about some things that have been on my heart lately that hopefully can be very encouraging to you as well. So good morning, Chantel. It's so great to have you here. Hey, if you are logging in and listening to this, if you could tell me hi, let me know where you're listening from, and even share this with your friends, because I have a feeling that this is something that people will really identify with. So good morning, Christy. Great to have you with us again. So share this with your friends. And I'm going to take a sip of my coffee and then dive straight in to what I want to share with you this morning. So, oh man, coffee is so amazing. It's always on my gratitude list of things I'm thankful for. So this morning, I have this message burning on my heart that actually started yesterday. Yesterday, Rachel and I were preparing the content for Beautiful Wholeness, which Beautiful Wholeness is coming up on February 17th here in Mandan, actually, at the Baymont Inn. It is our annual event. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll change it into more often. I'm not quite sure. Right now it's annual. We've tried doing it at different times of the year. I don't know. I have a stirring in my heart for the women. We're calling them our Beautiful Wholeness Warriors that are going to be there. And so I don't know what this is going to turn into. We'll see what happens. But yesterday we were preparing for this event. And by the way, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, early bird tickets close on Monday. So the January 29th. So you can register at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. We have different group discounts available as well. So run and get your spot, because the anticipation and the excitement that Coach Rachel and I have for this is more, I have to tell you, it's more than we've ever had before. Like, there is just this excitement burning within us because, wow, something amazing is going to happen that day. And yesterday when we were preparing, good morning, Yvonne. Great to have you with. Good morning, Carol. Great to have you listening. So yesterday when we were preparing for this, we spent some time learning from a friend of ours about the process of gardening and about the process of tilling your land, getting ready for planting the seeds that you want to harvest in the fall. And he was talking about how you can't just plant tomatoes in the same spot every time. Like, you have to move your crops around for different varying reasons. And this message was just stirring inside of me because, first of all, this was brand new information to me. I am not a gardener. My grandma was, and I wish I would have asked her more questions and learned this skill from her when she was still walking on this earth, but I didn't. So that was a missed opportunity on my part. And but now I'm learning from other people. And so as I was listening to this, there's just this message burning inside of me, because what we want in our own lives, the goals that we have, the people we want to become, that happens much like tilling a garden and planting for a garden and planning and preparing a garden. And so this message, you know, I've labeled this, if you hate feeling ignorant, confused, or uncertain, then this is for you. Because here's the thing, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of doubt and worry and uncertainty brewing in the atmosphere right now. And some of you are taken by surprise on that, because you thought that this year was going to be this amazing, awesome, like step into newness type of year. And instead, you stepped into 2018 and realized, Where's all this fruitfulness that I thought was going to be there? Where's the change? Where's the better year that I was hoping for? And I just want to encourage you with a couple things this morning, that if you are feeling that tug, that confusion, that massive feeling of uncertainty, if you are feeling like, oh, I'm so ignorant, I wish I wasn't ignorant, like if those are the lies that are you know, rolling around in your head, I want to encourage you today that you don't have to believe it and you don't have to stay there. You don't have to believe it and you don't have to stay there. Hey, Rochelle, it's so great to see you. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. I pray that you're encouraged. So what do we do if we hate confusion, if we hate feeling confused, if we hate feeling uncertain, if we hate feeling like we're ignorant, or even feeling like if somebody has called us ignorant or naive, we hate feeling like that's true, or we just hate that label. We hate that word even, and that feeling that comes with it. What do we do with that? Well, I want to just encourage you this morning to seek after wisdom. Seek after wisdom. Oh gosh. Ancient wisdom says that to gain the riches of wisdom is far greater than gaining the wealth of the world. And as wisdom increases, a great treasure is imparted, greater than many bars of refined gold. Wisdom is a more valuable commodity than gold and gemstones, for there is nothing you deserve, or there is nothing you desire that could compare to her. Sorry, you deserve a lot of things. But wisdom is one of those things where when you seek after it and you, plug into the things that are encouraging you and growing you, wisdom starts to show up. Wisdom is there. Wisdom is the thing that is going to help you overcome confusion. Wisdom is the thing that's going to help you overcome that uncertainty. Wisdom is the thing that is going to help you move from that feeling of being ignorant or naive into being a wise woman, a woman who is smart, an unwavering woman, a beautifully whole woman of strength who never gives up, never loses hope, and never gets knocked down for good. We all have moments where we get knocked down. It's up to us to get back up. Hey, Suzette, so glad that you're here with me this morning. Ladies, the ways of wisdom are sweet, and they are always, always drawing you into a place of wholeness. Wisdom helps you overcome that confusion. Wisdom helps you grow into the person that you are meant to become, that you want to become. Wisdom helps you get on the right path to accomplish your goals. Wisdom is what you need. And you can get wisdom. You don't have to have a super amazing GPA. You don't have to be the smartest person in your class. You don't have to have the best grades. You don't even have to make the most money. You don't even have to make any money to go after wisdom. You can start right where you're at, and you have the ability to become wise. You do. So when all of those lies pop in your head saying, oh, you're so confused, you can never make a decision, oh, you're just going to lose out on everything because you just never, you never make decisions on time. You always miss your opportunity. You're so stupid, or you're not wise. Oh, it's so scary. It's much easier to just sit here and, you know, be mediocre than to find the strength and the courage to rise into who you think you could be or want to be or wish you could be. Those are all lies. And when those lies get louder, that is proof that you are on the right track. That is proof that you are meant and designed to rise up. Go after wisdom. Seek wisdom. Till the ground of your heart. Till the ground of your mind. so that you are prepared, so that you are ready to plant the seeds of wisdom, to plant the seeds of faith, to plant the seeds of trust and belief and action and clear thinking. You have to till your land and get rid of the weeds that are choking all of that out so that the right things can grow in your life. So my question to you today is, where do you want to be in December of this year? Where do you want to be in December? And what are you willing to do to get there? Because honestly, you can listen to as many encouraging messages as you want to, but nothing's going to change until you apply what you're hearing. Nothing's going to change until you activate the message that has been released and spoken over you. Nothing's going to change if you don't take that step. So I want to encourage you that you can make a decision. You can overcome that confusion today, right now, by making a choice and standing firm on that choice. And you know what? If it turns out that you make a mistake with that, that's okay. It's actually part of the process. It's part of the process. Your mistakes are meant to be launching pads for growth. They are meant to be moments of learning. There are rich lessons to be cultivated from your mistakes. Your confusion, your indecision, the fact that you might be believing the lies that you're ignorant or naive, all of that is stopping you from taking action. So I encourage you today to take action. Make that decision. Go after it. Give it all you've got. Learn what you need to along the way. Okay, you must have a teachable spirit. Wisdom is teachable. Wisdom is teachable. I repeat things because I had a mentor who said that repetition is the mother of skill, and it is true. So that's my encouragement for you today. Take action, make a decision, take action, and go after it with all you've got. Take good notes along the way because you will be learning. You are not a mess up. You are not a screw up. You are exactly right where you need to be to start now. You are a wise woman. You just have to cultivate that field in your heart. You just have to weed out some things, till that land so that you can have the fruit of wisdom. You will get there. All right, I pray that you are encouraged today. If you would like to look up any scripture verses for what I shared with you, I actually shared some wisdom from Proverbs 3, verse 13 through 18. Proverbs 3, verse 13 through 18. And if you haven't gotten your ticket yet for Beautiful Wholeness on February 17th, right here in Mandan, go run to our website and register today. Bring your friends along and you'll actually save some money on registration as well. Once early bird is over, we will be offering a bring your bestie thing. So if you have a friend and you miss the early bird deadline, which is on Monday the 29th, you will still be able to bring a friend and save a little bit of money once early bird is over. But run and grab your spot because there is a joyful expectation for this event like Rachel and I have never had before. And we can't wait to spend the day with you. And you know what? I know we have a lot of people listening from the North Dakota area, but we also have a lot of people listening from outside of North Dakota. And guess what? You're welcome to join us too. We've had women fly in from California. We've had women fly in from Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana. We've had women come to us from other states across the country. So you are welcome. And I encourage you to take that action step. Go on a trip. Come join us in North Dakota on February 17th for Beautiful Wholeness. BigBlueCouchCoaching.com is where you can get registered. All right, gals and guys, I guess, if you're listening, guys, sorry, our events are for women only, but you can totally bless your spouse, your wife, or the women in your life that you love by, you know, clearing your schedule so that they can come. All right, so have a wonderful day. Be encouraged, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.